Talk is on the air and streaming on the Sportsnet mobile app. Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary.
Steinberg and West along with you on this Thursday, September 26th. Flames Talk on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. And boy, you watch Ryan Lomberg during practice. All the guy does is have a smile on his face, running into his teammates and enjoying being out there. Loves being out there for a preseason game. Obviously, when the games matter, the guy just loves coming to the rink. And Ryan Lomberg, who signed a 2-year contract with the Flames on July 1st and is back with the organization where he started his pro career with, he's also just thrilled. A guy who's been living in South Florida, who just raised the Stanley Cup, and the guy is genuinely thrilled to be back in Calgary on this 2-year contract. If you don't believe me, don't take my word for it. Take his, because he stopped by the Hot Stove Lounge at the Scotiabank Saddle Dome earlier on this Thursday, sat down, and yeah, we got into it. His return to Calgary, what it's like this time around as opposed to, you know, 7, 8, 9 years ago when he was here and getting his start in his pro career and getting that part of his career going. Ryan Lomberg, a little earlier in the Hot Stove Lounge, really enjoyed this conversation with one of the newer members of the Flames.
What's it like now that you're actually back? I mean, you signed, you knew you were signed, but now you're here and back again. Is being back in Calgary as you remembered? Is it different? I'm curious what it's like being back where it all started now.
Yeah, it's... We loved it. We were super excited to come, and you know, on all fronts, things have exceeded our expectations so far. We're thrilled to be here. The community we're in, we're loving it. Neighbors are amazing, very welcoming, very, very Canadian neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's been great. And then obviously, as far as hockey goes, things have blown my expectations out of the water. I was excited to come. I knew we'd be competitive, and guys were pushing to get better, but you know, the vibe around the locker room, it seems like a phenomenal group of guys, and I couldn't be more excited to be a part of them.
What about being back here in this building? Is everything as you remembered, a little bit different? I'm curious, kind of you were here at a very different time in your career before you left. What's it like being back in this building?
Yeah, it's awesome, especially with the new building kind of and in the rear view mirror, it's you really get
a little more nostalgic.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can appreciate it for sure. All the culture, all the history. You know, the Sea of Red is legendary. So to be able to be a part of it for its last 2 years is something that's very, very special to me.
I'm curious, like you rejoin an organization that you started your career with, but at such a different time. Now you're an established NHLer and a Stanley Cup champion and all that type of stuff. How does that change when you come back? How does that change your perception or just your overall perspective when you come back to where it all started, but as a very different player in person, I would guess?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, a lot of it stays the same, honestly. The mindset, the mentality, my work ethic, my habits, all that stuff stays the same. I'm still just as hungry as I was then to play and to prove that I can play and win, and to be a part of it and you know, to be a positive impact night in and night out. I think the only thing that I take with me is probably a little bit of more maturity as a player.
Yeah.
Picking my spots a little bit better, knowing when to do certain things and when not to. But as far as my mindset coming in, it's the same. I'm a hungry kid. I like to think just trying to prove myself and you know, want to prove to the coaches and my teammates that I can help them win.
It's funny you say that. We were up watching practice today and Ryan Leslie was right behind me and he goes, you know who is out there and loves every practice like it's his first one or every game like it's first? He's like, it's Lomberg, and you're always out. The smile's always on your face and you're always bumping your teammates. Like, there really is a take nothing for granted mentality with you, isn't there?
Yeah, totally. It was my path to get here. Every day wasn't so sure. I'd show up to the rink, you know, especially my first go around here, not knowing if I was going to get called into the coach's office that day and get sent down or not. But for me, you know, I couldn't be more thankful to have this career and to be doing what I'm doing and to be able to play hockey for a living is something, you know, incredibly, incredibly special and, you know, something that I don't take for granted ever. So yeah, I like to obviously have as much fun as I can out there, and I think it's it's important that we're having fun, you know, whether things are going good or bad. I think just, you know, being positive and being happy and smiling my face and joking around kind of helps the camaraderie and the overall vibe.
You think you'll ever, whether it's chip on your shoulder or that whole, like, you know, idea that it, take nothing for granted, you think you'll ever lose that part of the personality as your hockey career goes on? I mean, turn 30 in December, right? Like, do you think that'll ever go away, knowing the path you've traveled?
You know, it's tough. Like, my for sure, it's kind of been a learning curve for myself. The last few years, you kind of get in a spot where you're spot in the lineup is more solidified than it has been, so there's definitely a natural tendency to ease up a little bit, and it's just something I've learned over the years, is that I'm not a guy that can do that. My style of play is very intense, very fast, very in your face, and it's really all mental and just effort. So if I ease back a little bit, then my kind of it's my game dips down as a result of that. So I have dipped a game or two here and there, and it again, it's kind of goes back to something I'm bringing back, is the maturity, you know, to be consistent every single night, and to not take it for granted, and to make sure that even if I've had a few games in a row and you know, maybe you can think you can pass up a couple hits or not, you can't, you know, not my job, not my role. So I've learned over the years that it's an everyday thing for me, and I don't allow myself that room to kind of ease off.
Yeah. When you think of the path you traveled to get here, and maybe near the beginning when the pro career was just starting, where maybe it was a little more uncertain or more up and down, was the confidence always there that you'd be at a point like this? Like, maybe not exactly where you are, but that you would be here? Did that confidence ever get shaken?
No, I don't think so. And it's something that I tried to think about consciously all the time, is to not – it's so tough, especially in these camps where you try to see where you're at compared to everybody else, and slate your, like, put yourself in the lineup over this guy or under this guy or whatever it is. And something that I've taken throughout the years is that you can't really do that. It's all about yourself as an individual, and getting yourself as prepared as possible and as good as possible and as well conditioned as possible. So when that time comes, if it comes, then that's when, you know, you're going to make the most of it because you're prepared. So it's obviously not easy getting sent down, and you know, it's obviously a clear cut, you're not good enough type thing. There's guys that we'd rather have here that can help us win more. So it's never easy to swallow, but you know, you can take that and turn it into a positive. Like, listen, I clearly have to get better. So what are the things I have to get better in? And then you get better in those things. And then whether it's next camp or a call up mid-year, you know, if you've addressed those things and you're constantly working to get better in them, then, you know, that hole in your game or whatever it is, so to speak, it's not there anymore. So the confidence was always there. And I tell kids all the time, it's not about looking, comparing yourself to everybody else, because it's so easy as a kid when you're in the OHL draft or any CHL draft to slate yourself in and, you know, kind of measure yourself to other people. But it's just all about getting better. If you want to make it and you work as hard as you can to get better, eventually you'll be in a position where you'll be able to take advantage of the opportunity.
We're chatting with Ryan Lomberg of the Flames. What's the reception been like? Have you noticed, like, immediately when you signed on July 1st, like, social media lit up? Have you caught up on that, being out on the town, being around, or even checking things out online? Have you caught on to the excitement of you being back in Calgary?
Yeah, it's cool being back in Canada for sure. You know, really anywhere you go, people are aware, right? It's if they want to say something or not. It's not like it was in Florida. If somebody is a fan, they're a fan because they come and say something. But here it's you know, it's on the TVs at any restaurant you go to and stuff like that. So it's been great. People have you know, just about anywhere my family and I go, it's obviously very polite, the Canadian way. They wait till we're done our dinner or before we sit down or whatever, and they're like, hey, good luck, you know, happy to have you back type thing. So it's been phenomenal, kind of just the way we thought it'd go. We're excited to be back with the Sea of Red.
When did Calgary pop back on your radar? I mean, obviously throughout the season you're trying to get back to a Stanley Cup final and trying to avenge what happened the year before. You win the Stanley Cup, And then, like, when does Calgary pop onto your radar as you're going through all of the deserving spoils of being a champion?
Yeah, it's crazy thinking back. My wife and I were having conversations in the middle of the season, and it was just a feeling I had that I'd be back with the Flames.
Really, hey?
Yeah, mid-season, we were kind of going back and forth a little bit, trying to get an extension, and things kind of fell through, and it was kind of at the point where we were going to play the rest of the year out, and obviously wasn't looking forward to switching teams or anything like that. It was just something I knew the position the Flames were in, and I knew myself I would be able to help the team. And then, you know, obviously after the playoffs and we won and we were celebrating all that, I had a conversation with my agents, and I trust them with my life. So we had a talk, and I knew they were working. I wasn't exactly sure what teams at that point. It was, we had just won, so they pretty much said, you know, you deserved it. Go enjoy. We're working. Don't worry about that. We're getting some good attention right now, so things will be pretty pretty good. So yeah. And then really it was I don't know, maybe about an hour or two before I actually signed was when they appeared as the front runner, and I couldn't have been more excited. I was obviously my agent had to go through the, you know, all the logistics, but I was ready to jump up and sign as soon as I heard that there was potential of it happening.
So that's awesome, first of all. And then how do you parlay that with a short summer and all of what goes along with winning a Stanley Cup? How do you parlay that to being second in fitness testing? Like, where did you find the time to get yourself there?
Yeah, my wife will tell you that I didn't spend too much time at home this summer. It was tough. I love the summer, first of all, just the summer grind, the summer of, you know, getting better. There's not a lot of eyes on you, there's no cameras. It's really just your time to improve on whatever you choose to improve on. So for myself, usually I have a decent amount of time to, you know, pick and choose what I want to prioritize for that specific week, and this summer it was tough to prioritize. There were so many things that I wanted to do and not a lot of time. So you know, more often than not, I would end up working out 2-3, sometimes even 4 times a day.
Jeez.
Yeah, and
that'll do it.
Yeah, it was tough. So that's probably why I did so well. It's just something about it. I just love the grind of the summer, and I guess obviously it helped coming off a championship. We had, you know, about a week long bender where towards the end we were just kind of hanging on, you know, and ended with the parade, and then you know, the next morning that was kind of it. I took a few days to recover, you know, let my body recover and you know, hydrate up and all that good stuff. And then it was pretty much, I think it was July 4th was my first official workout in the summer. And then it was kind of all gas, no breaks from that point on.
Who was leading the bender? Like, was there a ringleader or is it kind of
no,
everybody?
It was everybody for sure. It was, you know, guys you wouldn't think it would be and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It was as soon as, you know, you'd party till 3 or 4 in the morning, you'd sleep until noon, and then you wake up to a text, the picture of the cup with, you know, poolside of the couple of the guys, and then throw some clothes on. You'd party till 3 or 4 in the morning, you'd sleep until noon, and then you wake up to a text, the picture of the cup with, you know, poolside of the couple of the guys, and then throw some clothes on and
right back at
meet them there. Yeah,
that's awesome. What is the buzz? Like, you've been with a championship caliber team for a number of years. You come here, what, everybody's talking about the buzz and the feel around the team. How would you describe it as we move closer to the start of the season?
Yeah, it's been great for sure. Morale is extremely high. I think everybody's extremely optimistic. Where, you know, everybody seems like they're very willing to put in the work that's required to get where we want to go. I tell the guys around here, when I first signed in Florida 4 years ago or 5 years ago now, we weren't talking about the Stanley Cup. You know, we weren't talking about getting to the finals or anything like that. So things happen quick. You know, there's no doubt in my mind that we can get there sooner, a lot sooner than people think. So I think that's the general feeling around, is that people can say what they want in the media about where they think we are, and it's just obvious it's going to happen. You know, they're going to put the power rankings out and all that stuff.
Yep.
And internally for us, we don't pay attention to any of that. If we take anything away from it, it's a positive that people are downplaying us, and we're going to catch some teams sleeping, and we're looking forward to that very much.
You find yourself more of a leader now back here? Is that something that you're a little more willing to take on inside the room?
Yeah, definitely. I think for myself, I think it's just being myself. That's one of the reasons I came back here after talking to Connie and Husk, and they know who I am as a person, as a player. So the message has been, be yourself. You don't have to be something you're not. You don't have to come in here and try and reinvent your playing style to score 30 goals. You don't have to do any of that stuff. Be yourself. And I think I've always been a leader that way, you know, keeping the boys optimistic and positive and smiling and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm not going to force anything, but it's also who I am. So I'm not going to stop doing that stuff.
It's cool to have you back. It's cool to have you around. Thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Of course, man. Of course.
Ryan Lomberg, had a chance to chat with him in the Hot Stove Lounge a little earlier on this Thursday. I'll say this, and I'm not saying that this is like an abnormal thing, but none of that's an act for being on the microphone. Like he stayed in the Hot Stove for another 4 or 5 minutes, just talking about how excited he is to be back and the buzz that he feels around the team and all that type of stuff. He's legitimately happy to be back in Calgary, back where it all started. And I thought it was interesting to hear him say that he's like, midway through last season, I kind of felt like I was going to be back here and all that type of stuff. So it's good to have him back. And those are the types of culture guys that you want in the room if you're the Flames going through a retool, going through a rebuild, whatever word you want to use. Those are the types of guys you want in the room as you try to set a new culture, because I don't think there's any doubt that Ryan Lomberg's a full-on culture guy.
Yeah, and we talked in the last segment about being a difficult team to play against and having some attitude and having some snarl, and you know, regardless of where the Flames are in the standings, it being one of those opposing teams that guys think, oh man, I do not want to play those guys. And that's what the Calgary Flames aim to be as they go through this transitional period. Ryan Lomberg is a huge part of that.
Yep. Thanks to the boys at the Flames PR staff, Kelson, Jordan, and Pete for helping us out with that. Thanks to Ryan Lomberg for sitting down with us a little earlier on this Thursday. As we start to wrap things up this segment, and Flames Talk coming at you as always from our Groundworks downtown studio, your local experts for foundation and crawl space repair.